Do you know that February 9th is a really important day in Korean cinematic history? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, February 9th, 1999. No, 2026. Making sure you're all awake. Now, we just heard Rosé and Bruno Mars with APT. Yes, it was on this day back in 2020 that famed auteur Bong Joon-ho stood on stage at Dolby Theater in Hollywood to accept the Best Director Award at the 92nd Academy Awards for his film Parasite. Now, it was the first South Korean film to receive Academy Award recognition, and the awards didn't stop there. No. He went home with the Best Original Screenplay, Best International Feature, and the coveted Best Picture Award. Now, let's fast forward 6 years. Did you think we'd see the day K-pop would dominate the Grammy Awards? I mean, without winning a single trophy? Mm-hmm. You got Blackpink's Rosé, who made history at the 68th Grammy Awards recently, y'all, becoming the first Korean K-pop artist to perform at the Grammy's opening stage. She was also nominated 3 times, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year, 2 of the Grammy's prestigious Big 4 general field categories for APATU, her collaboration with Bruno Mars. And she was also nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance, making her the most nominated K-pop artist in Grammy history. Mic drop. Although APATU did not win, sorry about that, the performance itself drew global attention, and K-pop's presence continues to expand worldwide, as Golden from the animated hit K-pop Demon Hunters also made history, winning Best Song Written for Visual Media at the awards, marking the first time any song under the broader K-pop banner, the K-banner, has ever won a Grammy. It looks like 2026 will go down in history as another huge year for K-culture, y'all. So applaud to you guys for all the K-pop people. Mm-hmm. And now we have a great song for everyone listening in right now. This is Punch, like a heroine in the movie 영화 속에 나오는 주인공처럼. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for you guys. This is Junie with Movie. And then we got Jay Park, Golden, PH1, Big Naughty with a song called Oscar. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's my iced coffee I'm shaking right now. And y'all could do the same right now. Shake off all the news, all the negativity, and get ready for the news that I'm bringing for you right now on this Monday. Now, speaking of 2026 being a huge year, BTS's comeback is gonna be huge. Unlike anything the world has seen before, they're preparing a stage that blends K-pop, history, and national symbolism right in the heart of Seoul. Now, according to the Seoul Metropolitan Government, we got BTS, of course. They're talking about a stage-free outdoor concert at Gwanghwamun Square with the stage set at the northern end of the square facing the historic Wolde in front of Gwanghwamun Gate. Now, the group plans to prepare 34,000 seats, including 17,000 main seats and 17,000 side seats. That's crazy. Now, some positioned so audiences can enjoy the performance alongside landmarks like the statues of King Sejong the Great and Admiral Yi Sun-shin. Now, tickets will be available through pre-reservation on BTS's fan platform Weverse. What's drawing a particular attention is the proposed opening sequence. BTS is reportedly considering a performance route along the historic King's Path, connecting Geunjeongmun Gate and Heunglaemun Gate, Gwanghwamun, and the restored Wolde, a path once reserved for Joseon kings addressing the people. Now, if realized, the scene would symbolically echo the idea of a return of the kings in modern K-pop form. The concert titled Comeback Live Arirang will be exclusively live streamed by Netflix in 190 countries, marking the first time Netflix has broadcast a solo artist concert live. The platform is also co-directing the event with HYBE, bringing in Hamish Hamilton, a veteran director of Super Bowl halftime shows. Of course, final approval is still pending, but if approved, just imagine, this concert could be a landmark moment, not just for BTS, but for Korea's cultural diplomacy on the global stage. Now, with that said, let's check out music for you guys right now. First up, we got ATEEZ with The Real Mutt, and then we got BTS with Fire. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-pop! Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills, and we're going to go over it with a writer, Karen!
Is it like fast speaking day? Speak fast day as fast as you can?
No, it's one of those things where it's the same wording every week, so you just get used to it in your system.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah?
It's how is your week? Or was your weekend?
I've been really kind of really busy because we're moving at the end of the month.
Oh, you guys moving too?
Yeah, we're moving in like a similar area, not far, but you know, I have to get rid of stuff.
Oh, that's the best part. Getting rid of stuff
is kind of like the best part.
No, because this weekend, or this whole week, I went through every floor of my house and opened every drawer, and I literally just took like a 75-liter trash bag.
Yeah.
And threw so much stuff out. And you'd be surprised where 75 liters is a big trash bag.
Yes.
I threw away four bags of that. Because we don't always go through all of our drawers. Mm-hmm. Even from my old apartment, bringing it to here, you're kind of like, oh, I'll just stuff it in there. You know, the junk drawers. I had like hand creams and small little bottles of like travel shampoo and stuff like that were expired. So I was like, oh, 속 시원해. That I can just throw it away. I don't have to have,
you know, do that expression sometime.
Yeah, you don't have to like look at it and be like, oh, should I hold on to it? And I looked at it very carefully. Like, 2025 November. Oh, it's 2026, so I don't need it. Trash. So you don't have to debate to keep it or not. It's just easier to let go.
See, you do that regularly. I do that before I move.
I do that every 6 months.
Yeah.
Because you have to make sure the upkeep and everything's updated, up to par. Or if it's like even like 3 to 4 months till like expiration date is up, I'll just give it to my cleaning lady because I know she'll use it right away.
Yeah.
I'd rather her use it because I'm like, I'm still using this face wash right now and I still have about 4 months worth left on my counter.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if
there's no way I'm going to use that.
Yeah, if you're trying to use it by yourself, there's no way you can do it. But if you give it out and if there's still a lot of time left, 4 months is quite a long time.
Exactly.
And that's like the shelf life. The expiration date doesn't mean that it's going to suddenly go bad. It means it's just the date where they can keep it on, like at the store. So
true. But for me, I always say with skincare, never ignore the expiration date because it's chemicals, and I don't want chemicals to go bad for your face because that could damage your skin.
Yeah, so I'm always worried about that. Body is different. Yeah,
but face, I'm always careful.
So what we've been trying to do is because we're so busy we have to take the kids to places. We have to, you know, there's stuff to do. So we've been trying to go through like just like one room or one area at a time. Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so during the weekend we went through like one wall. And
you went through a wall? Are you a ghost?
No, we went through a wall like with a cupboard. So we went through all the wall with the drawers and everything. And then we were going through like old CDs, and we were wondering, should we keep the CD? Should we throw the CDs away? And that was hard because, you know, they're memories of like our high school and middle school days, and we managed to keep them through all these years, but then now it's kind of like
no one really uses CD players.
Yeah, we do have a CD player, but we were kind of wondering, are we really going to listen to it or not? And then we're kind of like, but you know, it's still like when we look at it, it brings back memories.
Yeah.
So we decided to like we went through all of them, and we decided to keep some of them because they're really special. But then most of them we threw them away, and then like we found like my husband's diary from his middle school days. So we were looking. So we can't just throw it away. So it takes time. So that's what we've been doing. So I've been busy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Same. And then in the middle of my trip to the States, because I'm contracted with a certain, detergent company.
Mm-hmm.
So they had sent
detergent,
but it's not just like one or two bottles. Literally, I want to say 100. And so that was all my basement. So then I live alone. So I have to make sure to take them all out of the boxes, take all those boxes down the street where they're all the recyclables are. It's not like my old apartment was right down the first floor.
Oh.
I have to walk down the street, take all that, then put all the detergent in the shelves. I have to reorganize the shelves because I had to put away the Christmas decorations that still were in the freaking basement. And then I'm deciding, okay, I need to give some stuff away, but I live in Pyeongtaek, so it's like I'm impatient and I need to make sure everything's out of my house when I don't want it. So I'm giving it to people that I do CrossFit with, my cousin, my cleaning lady.
Mm.
Then I went through my closet and same thing with clothes. Some clothes, the jeans are too baggy, or I guess my waistline, or too tight. So I re-wore everything again. And the ones that fit uncomfortably, I just gave it to my cleaning lady or Charity.
What does she do with it?
Oh, so her husband, I think, is about my size, she said.
Oh,
so
oh that works. That works, yeah.
And then she has a dog, too. So whatever my dogs don't fit in with their dog clothes, I give to her. And then I get a lot of free stuff from, like, dog, companies that make dog medication or, vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
But they give me excessive amounts. So I can give to her as well. So I am not a hoarder, unlike my mom. When I went to her house, she had too much stuff. She has stuff from like the 90s still. I'm like, Oma, why do you have a shampoo bottle from 1997?
My mother-in-law is like that too.
That is super expired.
I remember seeing stuff in the bathroom where I saw it when I got married. It was there since then.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That can damage your skin or your scalp.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the same. Maybe she rebought it? I'm not sure, but I feel like it's been there since then.
I'm thinking if it's shampoo, one day she'd be like, Omo, Keron, 나 머리 빠져. My hair is coming out. I'm like, because your shampoo's from 1997.
I did not get married in 1997.
And I'm just saying, like, for instance, if she had shampoo from then and she's still using it, then you have to be like, 저기요, 그거 쓰지 마요.
Yeah.
And 저기요 was our word from last week.
That's right, 저기요.
Yeah.
I think we talked about how you can use this in so many different ways. If you visit Korea, if you want to ask for directions, if you want to order something at a restaurant, if you want to call someone over, and you know, if you don't don't know their name, this is the perfect word to use. You just say 저기요 in a very polite sort of way, and you can ask for directions, or you can ask for the extra 반찬 dish if you want some extras. Yes. You can ask for that. It's usually free at restaurants.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Or even if you got some beef with somebody, you could be like, 저기요.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a tone difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you change the tone, you can use it in this way, but we recommend you don't do it in the negative way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, excuse me. You can say, excuse me, or you can say, hey, excuse me, and it's different.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you say, hey, you're not going to want to say, excuse me. Like, you'd be like, yo, hey, you over there. That's what, yeah, with the attitude version.
Yep.
All right, so today we're going to learn something new. Where are we learning it from?
Okay, so this week's expression is from 17 Song. Okay. It's called chili. And we're
like
going to be...
Like cold chili?
They use it in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be in a restaurant again. It's a Korean one.
Okay.
You have mepbushim.
Oh.
Mm. When you're actually a mepjiri. You don't like spicy food.
I mean, I'm mepjiri and I don't have mepbushim. Yeah. I refrain from eating anything spicy. I like a slight kick, like kimchi and maybe some ramen, but not like, oh, let's try 매운 거, because I'm,
like,
you know,
the buldak stuff.
I like risky stuff. No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get our mepbushim going. Oh, wow. This looks so amazing. What flavor did you get?
매운맛. Extra spicy.
매운맛? Perfect. You know how much I love my spicy foods.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I have hot sauce all the time.
That's ketchup with a little bit of Tabasco.
It's still red.
Yeah, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Karen, why is my mouth angry?
That's because it's 매운맛.
Karen, my tongue is sweating.
That's normal.
I can feel my ancestors. Oh, they're trying to speak to me.
What are they saying? It's 매운맛?
This isn't food. This is a challenge.
It's just 매운맛.
I thought this was medium spice.
It said 매운맛.
My eyes are watering. Oh, I need water.
Water makes it worse.
Oh, why?
You need milk or ice.
I can't ask for milk. I'll look like a baby. Do you think I have ice?
Just accept the flavor and pain. It's 매운맛.
No. I might die.
Oh, it can't be that bad. Hey, are you okay?
This 매운맛 is too strong. I am defeated!
Good, you're learning!
But only until next time. We'll meet again, 매운맛.
Oh my gosh, just order something mild next time.
Alright, that's 17 with chili.
Mm-hmm.
For a minute there, I thought the song was called 매운맛.
Yeah, right?
They say 매운맛 a lot too.
They do. But I think, you know, you asked, does it mean it's cold or does it mean it's the spicy flavor, 매운맛? I think they use it in all of those meetings. So they say 이 얼어버린 세상, so it means it's the frozen world, so it means it's cold, but it also means it's chili, it's the spicy flavor, so they're using the word chili in all of those different meanings.
So basically exactly what that means in English as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the song, it's from their sixth mini album, You Made My Dawn, that was released in 2019. And this song wasn't by the entire group. It was their hip-hop team, S-Groups, Wonu, Mingyu, and Vernon singing the song.
Okay.
And, you know, chili, it's... the word chili as in, you know, gochu in Korean, which means the spicy hot red pepper, but it also means it's cold. So they're cleverly utilizing the two words that sound the same but have different meanings.
Mm.
And it's kind of talking about how 매운맛 in Korean, it has two different meanings as well, because it means, literally, it means the spicy flavor, but it also means figuratively the harsh reality or a tough lesson. So like when you're trying to say, oh, I'm going to teach someone a lesson, you can say, oh, 나 매운맛 보여줄 거야. Something like that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So how do we use it in our skit today?
Well, in our skit, it was very literal because I ordered something that was very spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, I can handle it, but
you know I won't. In real life, if somebody takes me to a restaurant and they order something spicy, I will not touch it at all. Nope.
Nope.
And then I have had friends when they lie to me like, oh, it's not that spicy.
Not
you should
that
try
spicy.
It. And I guess certain friends still don't know my level of spice. And they're like, it's not spicy at all. I'm like, don't use the word at all. And then all of a sudden you see me eat it. And then I just start pouring out in sweat.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I hate you. And I know for this moment, I can't trust you ever again.
So do you go by like the Shinramyeon index?
That or kimchi. Like I say, if it's a level of kimchi, okay. But if it's 청양고추, spice, obviously I can't eat that. That's too spicy for me. Even if it's like diluted in water, I can't do it. Like, you know, certain 된장찌개, they'll actually put like a few 청양고추 in it.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, 청양고추, it's a different spicy. It kind of burns your tongue.
Exactly. Why do people like that? It's like, oh, 오늘 힘들었어. I'm so stressed out. I need some spice.
You need something that like that kind of makes your tongue burn.
That makes me more pissed. I want to murder somebody if I eat some spicy food.
Then what about like the maratang spicy?
So if I go to a maratang place... You know, the lowest level of spice you can do is 1.
0. You can do 0.
That's boring. I do 0.5.
0.5?
The lady told me, she goes, oh, 0.5 대요. 0.5 대요.
Well, my kids, they do 1, but they used to do 0.
0 is just water, isn't it?
No. It's without, I don't think they add any of the red stuff in. Yeah. So they used to just get the bone, like the broth.
I said I like kimchi, so 0.5 is fine for me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's 매운맛. Mm-hmm. So the spicy flavor. And in the lyrics of the song, though, they say, let's show them what we got, 매운맛. So that's used figuratively. So they're talking about like how they're going to show the world what they have. They're going to show the world, I guess, like a lesson. It's kind of like, oh, we'll show them kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this expression is kind of used when, for example, when I like to think of it like moms, you know, when they, you know, tell their kids, oh, you know, if you don't do something, you're going to get in trouble later. You're going to face consequences later. But the kids don't listen to them. And then later, they're like, oh, you know, see, that's what you get. That's kind of like you'll experience the 매운맛 later. Yeah, so you can kind of think of it as the price that you'll pay for later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
맛 좀 봐라.
Yes, exactly. So you can take the 매운 out and you can just say, oh, 맛, you'll taste the flavor or you'll get like a harsh awakening or a rude awakening later on.
All righty. Well, there you guys have it. 매운맛, spicy flavor or spicy taste. You guys can use it figuratively if you want or not. And of course, it is our What the K-Pop Word of the Day, coming from the 17 song Chili.
Chili.
And so what do we got to do? We got to check out the song in full. And as we do, we're going to say goodbye to Karen and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, we just heard 17. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Now, tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So if you haven't yet, send those in throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. Also, follow us as well. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas and films and listen to the related music. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about anything and everything going on in this world. You guys can send in your song requests, your Y2C answers, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for music. We got Song Shi Kyung, Yi Ha Yi, with a song called Alley 골목길. All right, we just heard 골목길 by Song Shi Kyung and Yi Ha Yi. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, Shortwave Radio, and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. Now, while you're there, you can check in, see if you've won or not by looking under our KPC playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always posted on a Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And in the meantime, we got more music for you guys. We got Big Girls Don't Cry by Enhypen and CN Blue with a song called Killer Joy. Well, that is all the time that we have. And we have a great song for you guys taking us out. It is Panorama Inza by Taeyeon. Our producer is Chaeryeong Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.